Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Meaningful Conversations. I'm your host, Singing Lisa, and this is the place where we inspire, motivate, empower, and we impact. And I'm so excited to have a guest with me today who will do just that. She is the one and only Trenice Duplessis. And listen, there's a list that I need to read from because her title is just growing. And, you know, she is not only a playwright and director of T. Duplessis Entertainment, she is the executive chef and owner of, let me make sure I say this right, is it Oratory Catering?
Oratory Catering.
Oratory Catering. We got to talk about that special name. Oratory Catering. And so we're excited to have her here because she is filled with energy that I'm trying to get because she is putting on plays and producing shows, and then she provides food at these productions. And I think that that led to what we're going to be talking about in a big, big way. So, Trenice, welcome again to Meaningful Conversations. Good to have
you. Yay. Thank you, Lisa. It's always a pleasure to be with you and conversate with you because I feel like we're old friends just talking and having a conversation. And I love the title of your show. So, thank you so much for having me for all of these years. Come on your show and talk to you. But I'm so excited to talk about these things that are manifesting this 2022. It's really a great year so far. So I just can't wait to dive into those conversations.
Well, I love it. And of course, you know, what I love about the social media aspect is that there usually are always new people who are joining in saying, well, what's going on? And who is this? And what is this all about?
Right.
So just for the sake of those who just don't know, the lady behind the sassy hat wearing and all of the beautiful colors. You know, it's the year 2020. Let me take you back. And you were just completing a dinner play, I recall, and everything was going well. You were traveling and starting to do a lot of on the road acting and producing. And so here we have a word that now we all know as the pandemic that came on in and shifted everybody's life. So take us back to 2020. What was going on about that time when you were kind of in the mode of acting and traveling to do this as well and expanding and growing? And then suddenly you, like the rest of the world, we had to stop and take a pause, which turned into a total derailment in some ways for some people.
That's right.
What were some of your thoughts going on at that time?
Well, the last dinner play that we did was 2018, and that was in Baton Rouge, God's Tears Part 2. And that was one of my better plays, a gospel play just filled with inspiration. So we went to Baton Rouge, and that was the last big, big play that I did as far as dinner. Now, 2019 was chalkboard bullying play. That's what with the kids, 35, I had all kind of kids from all different schools come together and put on this play. And that was at McDonald's 35 in 2019. That was the last biggest play that I'd done, that I have done with those children. So what happened after that happened, the pandemic came the next year, which was 2020. It shifted everything. So it shut down everything. So that's why I made that transition from being a playwright to chef caterer.
Yeah.
And now,
you were, and you know, what's so wonderful is how a lot of the pieces were already in place because when you did the dinner play, the food catering came from you. And your husband and your son.
Yes.
And so you were already in-house doing what has turned out to be now the dominant lead in your career. So because all of the sometimes when we're looking about where to go and where to turn, sometimes the pieces are already with us and we kind of have to look within and just look at what we are already doing and let that develop.
Yes.
Isn't that awesome?
That God is so amazing because a lot of folks didn't know me as a cook or chef or whatever things like. They always looked at me as a playwright, but I've been cooking since I was 3 years old. I learned from my grandmother. So it's always been there. It's just that it's new to the public. And people that have been supporting me, been rolling with me with these plays, they've always known that food was always a part of these productions. And it's just amazing. I never thought in a million years that it would transform so quickly within 2 years. Because 2020, I left my job, my 9-to-5. I think I told you the story last interview we did. Left my 9-to-5, the pandemic. I just wanted to be safe, stay at home with family, and just turn this part-time business into a full-time business. And it's just been a blessing, blessing people from all over the world, Lisa. People, it's not just local people that's eating my food. It's people from all, just the other day, we had people from India and Nigeria, and just people from all over walks of life are experiencing Oratory Catering and Chef Trinice's food. And I'm just so proud that now that I can incorporate it, really, because we're getting back to some normalcy, would you say? Mm-hmm. Some normalcy. We're getting back to some normalcy. So that's why I'm getting these smaller shows in, Lisa. Mm-hmm. The spoken word, you know, kind of like tap dancing a little bit. And then we'll go full-fledged back to the bigger productions.
Yeah, yes. I really like that transition because, okay, so you're cooking and you left, you know, the 9-to-5. Okay, you're home. Everybody's safe. Right. We're starting to figure out how can we maneuver and navigate income while we're at home. So you venture out and do some cooking, and then that turns into catering. And and I think you went on your own health journey. We were following online.
That's right.
So you were your own subject as well to your cooking. And so I think that, were there meals that you learned as you traveled on this journey of better health, and you discovered a better way to cook some things? Because I saw some vegetarian food that made me say, okay, I have to
consider
that.
that is so true that when I learned this vegan recipes, eating at other places and trying vegetarian and vegan meals, it was astonishing how good it was. And how, because I actually left meat alone for a long time, maybe about 6 to 8 months, I didn't eat any meat. And it was just mind blowing. So I realized that when you're a chef or a cook, or you have a catering business, you have to try to accommodate everybody. That's what you have to do. That way you can tap into the vegans, the vegetarians, whoever else wants to eat meat. I don't hardly do any pork or red meat. Very, 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 very little. But I do cook some meals that people still want that. But I just really educating people on how to eat better and portion control, because I'm doing meal planning. It's just everything is just like, whoa, okay, I'm jumping into this and that. I'm trying to accommodate everybody with their choices of what they want to eat.
Well, that's been a blessing. You absolutely are, because one thing I think leads to another thing. And I think that's what's so great about what you're doing. You are a student of what you're doing. And so you are continuing to learn, and you're always evolving and trying to improve and trying to reach places and people where you haven't reached before. And I think that's so fantastic. You're not sitting down, you know, letting people, you know, come to you. Only they're doing it now, but you definitely stepped out and made yourself visible, and you know, asked questions, and you I think you did research, like I said, of your own food, but even finding out from other people what they may be interested in. So I'm excited because I have just been so busy that I haven't even been able to get to you, but I am coming for that gumbo. I just need you to know.
I know. And it's going, and listen, we already talked about you. I know you're coming for that. Let me say this right quick too. This is just a nugget I want to drop to anybody that's watching or listening. When you are a leader, when they give you that title, a leader, remember that you're still a student.
Yes.
And keep yourself very humble when you are a leader, because you're still learning. We don't know everything. So I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, I'm the best at this, I'm the best at that, because I'm still learning, but I aspire to be better. So this journey has definitely been a blessing, because I'm a student and a leader in this trade that I'm doing right now.
Well, absolutely. If you can't ever continue to learn, then how will anything new come and develop from what you're doing? It's not a one-all recipe and then that's the end of it. No, this is ever growing. And of course, you know, you're in the right city to get that done, because New Orleans just offers all of the palettes and the different varieties,
everything
that anybody
one pot want. Of gumbo
That's right.
One big pot of gumbo with different flavors. We have so many genres of people that just come together, and just it's just a really beautiful culture here. People from all over the world, they come here to eat.
That's right.
And I'm just blessed to be a part of that. That people come to this city to eat some of my food, to eat others, and I love to support other people. So it's just really a blessing to see everybody grow in whatever business they decide to get into.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about this creation?
Yes, absolutely. I'm getting to it. You know, Yeah, I'm excited because what I loved is when I was watching you and seeing that you had found a place to sell your food and to let everybody know. Where is Old Roll Cafe? I had never heard of that before.
Old Roll Coffee. Oh my God. A coffee. Old Roll Coffee is on Bayou Road.
Oh, yeah.
And it's off of Esplanade and North Johnson. It's a beautiful, beautiful cafe. It's been there probably about 2 years, going on 3 years. It's a neighborhood cafe with all the neighbors. People just come all over from the world. People get their Ubers there, waiting for their Ubers to pick them up. It's a beautiful establishment. I just want to say shout out to Old Roll Coffee for giving me an opportunity to shine some of my light over there, because people have gotten accustomed to, I call it outdoor dining. I don't even call it pop-up kitchen. I don't call it pop-up. I call it, you know, the more exquisite name. Come get some outdoor dining. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Outside cooking. I call it outside cooking or outside dining. So, you know, I cook the meal right there for you. You can sit outside and eat it. It's beautiful weather, or you can sit inside. So Old Roll Coffee is definitely a beautiful establishment to get work done, Lisa. Like if you want to get on your laptop and do some work, you can come in there and get the coffee. I get the the caramel coffee. I get the caramel latte. Latte. That's my favorite. And the lemonade is off the chain, and the black tea. This is just a beautiful business. Yeah. It's a beautiful business, and I'm just glad to have a partnership with them. And I'm there every Thursday and Friday, because you're going to get gumbo. You get a little bit of everything. Gumbo, you don't just get finger sandwiches and stuff like that and hot dogs and nachos. That's not the kind of cooking that I do. No, you're going to get gumbo, you're going to get yakimin, you're going to get stuffed peppers, you're going to get vegan peppers. You want to get a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
A little bit of everything right outside.
I love it. I saw that salmon there too. So, hey, definitely, I already know what I want.
My salmon is off the chain, and my son, he wants it every night. Did you see the salmon wrap that I cooked the other day?
Yes, ma'am. You have already given me a lot of temptation. I've been praying. But I'm so excited and happy for you, because I love you have so many different talents. And I think that's the great thing about all of us here in New Orleans. We do more than one thing, and that's
because
of the culture that we're in and the family that we come from. And shout out and thank God for grandparents. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes, Lord.
If
yes,
you don't Lord. Have a grandparent, find you one and latch on to them.
He or will adopt you, because if they're sitting on that porch and you passing, hey, baby, let me tell you something.
Yes.
My grandmother's still living. She's not cooking anymore. Lois Finley. She's not cooking anymore, but I cook for her now. I cook and bring her food. But she got in that kitchen and cooked for, I'm going to say, at least 70 years.
Wow.
70 years cooking. Yeah.
The history speaks. The history continues to speak.
Yeah.
Well, of course, there is a double opportunity right here, because we're not only talking about, you know, your food, you are in the kitchen coming up with recipes, and then you decided to figure out how to make people's lives easier by coming up with a dry roux for the gumbo. Okay, so tell everybody about, roux is necessary as a base for gumbo,
roux,
right?
Is necessary and is tedious, and nobody wants to do roux. They want to skip over roux. So I guess what? That's where I come in at. That's where Trenise come in to help and save your life.
So you have cut the time in half.
The roux. Call me the roux angel.
Maybe the roux doctor. I don't know.
The roux. Hey, I'll take it. I'll take it. The roux doctor.
All right. Gumbo roux doctor. Well, listen, what is in this roux? Because hold that package up again, because I'm telling you, it is thick.
It's
and
thick.
filled with everything we need, right? Okay, so
everything you. So I'm gonna tell you, I can't tell you the recipe, but it I know, but it definitely has herbs and spices in it. Some of the herbs and spices that you need. And it's no oil in this. Okay. You know how you put the oil, it's no oil. So your gumbo is not going to be greasy. I even have this on the back of it, Lisa, some tips.
Okay.
Some suggested tips, suggested fresh seasoning. Okay. And I just give you a little paragraph at the bottom. Just give you some of me.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna get some of me in this. Basically, you know, I give you some pointers. And guess what? People have been buying this room and I've been getting so many great testimonies. I even showed one picture. I don't know if you saw, I think you saw it.
Yeah, well, I think, and I'm going to try to insert that picture here for everybody to see as well, because you have reached many people and you've got them coming back telling you that it works.
It works, and that's what I need, the feedback. And for people that have never cooked gumbo in their life, never even tasted it, taste my gumbo and then buy the roux, I ship it to them and they make it on spot and tell me it's a beautiful experience. Wow. That's what I want to do. I want to make people like, and I know a lot of women, a lot of men have their own roux. Mm-hmm. Hey, shout out to you guys. But if you just don't feel like doing it and you just want to just cook you a good pot of gumbo, this is it.
So this is like the drive-through roux.
The drive-through roux. They got drive-through. They got drive-through daiquiris. So this is.
I'm coming up with the names for you. Hey, we're gonna make this happen.
That's what I'm saying.
How do you use your roux? So what is? Tell us the first few steps about how we do this.
So the pointers are on here, but I'm gonna share with you
the
importance of shrimp stock or chicken stock if you're gonna do. You know, you can use this for okra gumbo too. But if you're going to do a seafood gumbo with sausage or anything like that, I highly recommend seafood stock, shrimp stock, because it's going to have a burst of flavor. You don't want to just use water because it's going to be harder to season. It's just not going to taste as exuberant as with the shrimp stock. So basically, this packet here is like a 2 to 3 ounce pack, and it can make you 1 to 2 quarts of gumbo. Even if it could be your personal stash of gumbo. Mm-hmm. And basically, when you put this in there, you're going to use your whisk and it's going to give you that beautiful brown color that you always was looking for.
Okay.
And then you can put your own filet in there. I didn't put any filet in here, but you can put your own filet in it to make it a little thicker. You know, we use filet for that, to make it a little thicker. But it has herbs and spices in here. It has some things in here that you need, but you can also add more. I'm telling you, you season the gumbo to how you want it to taste.
Okay.
But I give you a booster. I give you the
foundation.
I'm giving you the base and the foundation. And this is definitely going to cut your time in half.
Well,
I'm telling you.
I don't know who could not be excited about that, because we are all wanting everything to happen faster, quicker. And, you know, when we want to eat, we want to eat. So
that's right, baby.
Yes. That's exciting. All right. Well, everybody, we're going to give you those tips and that information below so you can know where to go to get it and visit Trenice and let everybody know how great it is to have her at Old Road Coffee and just support our own. And happy Women's Month, and you know, shout out to the women who are making it happen, because this is National Women's Month, and we know history is 365, but thanks
for it is
highlight in the month of March. Okay, so now not only are you cooking and providing and being an entrepreneur extraordinaire, but you are bringing back your acting and, you know, the stage plays, but you brought it back in a smaller form. Yep. Yes. And so this Saturday, everybody is going to have a great opportunity to join in at what you're calling open mic night, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Spoken word, poetry, open mic.
Okay.
It's a little bit of everything. It's like a gumbo on stage.
Yeah.
So Lisa, the reason I wanted to do this, because the pandemic has put a hold on a lot of creative people in this city. This is therapy for us to get on stage and to do what we do. Mm-hmm. And I want to inspire other people to join me to just getting on stage and inspiring other people, because we're going to see more people open up and do open mic and spoken word in other places. This is what I wanted to be, a domino effect, so we can get back to being creative, being the musicians can get on stage and play behind artists and spoken word and monologues and acting and all these. Actually, to be honest with you, Lisa, if you didn't know, I might have shared it with you years ago, but my first love and my first tap of creative was poetry. I had when I was a teenager, that's when I started writing. I had a book of poems, and that's how I got to start off with my writing journey was poetry. And then later the full-fledged plays and all that came later, but the foundation has always been poetry and spoken word. So I'm so excited to have this show at Old Road Coffee. It's a beautiful space. You know, sometimes you go to events and they have wine, alcohol, liquor, and things like that. But you're going to get a cup of coffee, something different.
Okay.
A cup of coffee,
right?
And enjoy yourself. So this, I want to bring some diversity to this type of genre, because, you know, we don't have to enjoy life by drinking alcohol all the time. You know, because sometimes we want that. You want to be your whole self.
Yeah.
Without being altered.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm
you
going?
You need clarity.
Clarity.
And you want to be able to, you know, breathe and absorb everything that is going on. And a lot of times if you are filled with, you know, other elements that take away your attention, then you're not as focused on what may be happening. And I think what I love about mic nights and poetry is that it really is very internal. And it comes from those that are on stage are really giving something personable. They're really giving something raw. And a lot of times it's really happening in the moment. It's not even
in the moment
rehearsed. Sometimes it's very real, in real time. I think that what IRL.
Real time. Yeah. And that happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff that it's not even scripted, Lisa. It's just like God just takes over and put that message out there. You know, he'll plant a seed.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, this is something I want to do. And if I don't have time to write it down, I'm just going to act that thing out. And the last show, I must say, the last show was February the 4th at Old Road for the first of the year. It was a magnitude of blessings. Beautiful people got inspired one after the other and getting on stage where they'll tell the last artist, well, you inspired me, something you said, and that's why I'm on this stage. Even a testimony was told. This is you know, I want it to be beyond just spoken word and poetry. I want you to get up and tell a testament of your life. If you want to do that, this is the space for it. And this is where I'm trying to go. I'm trying to do a different type of movement. This spoken word and poetry, and I want it to be real and authentic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
I'm praising God for it, because I think it's going to grow to something really, really big. And Origin Catering is going to be there. We're going to have some great food. It's going down.
Hey, it's going down the pallet. It's going down in the at Old Road Coffee. And I love it, because I think that when people get a platform and get an opportunity to express what they're feeling in a safe place where they're not judged or criticized, I believe that it really allows people to explore who they really are, express what they're really feeling. And it's an opportunity to really de-escalate where you might be overwhelmed. You might not know how to, you know, find an outlet that can help you to release some of the tension, because this last 2 years and a half and counting
intense.
Indescribable on so many levels. People have suffered and, you know, dealt with so much that they can't express. And so I think what you're providing really gives people an opportunity, if to say nothing except I need to be here. I'm glad to be around people. I'm glad to feel peace. I'm glad that I'm able to say I need help and it's okay.
Yes.
It's got to be okay. Yes. We've learned that a lot these last couple of years. We're not
yes. perfect.
And I really think that what you're doing allows people to remember or go back yes. to the fact that we were not created to be like everybody else. We were
That's
created
right.
to be original and not copies. And
oh,
so
yes.
if everybody yes. can remember that, it's okay yeah. to maybe take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, just like your gumbo, but
yeah.
you're giving everybody something that they can use to be who they really are and find out who they are.
It's and it, you said it in a nutshell. It's a blessing, Lisa. It's definitely, you know, when I was sending invites to people, and guess what was the main words they said? We need this. It put chills on me because I'm like, wow. They say, we need this. It's yeah. a need. It's a need. And that's why when you have high schools, they are water musicians, water theatrical people. Water them because they need that. You need to keep music. Music is healing. So
yes.
I've always been around music. I always included music in every production I've ever had. There's
yeah.
always been music. And,
yes.
and it brings people together. So you know, Old Road Coffee, shout out to Ross, Robin, Brian, all, you know, people that run Old Road, shout out to you guys
yeah.
for giving platforms for people like me. And then just having a beautiful establishment to go to and to release and things like that. This Saturday is going to be a beautiful thing. And it doesn't even matter how many people come. It matters who comes.
Yeah.
You could walk away inspired and tell another person to come back for the next show. I'm glad if you walk away with something. So
right.
it's going to be a show of substance is what I want to call it.
Okay.
Anointing and substance. And that's what we're going to, that's what we're going to work on. We're going to bring the spirit of excellence back on the stage. Yes,
I love
ma'am.
It. All right.
Yes.
Well, once again, this is happening March 12th at
yes.
Old Road Coffee. And give us that
yes.
address again.
2024 Bayou Road. Now listen, guys, a lot of folks don't even know about this side of Bayou Road. It's on the Esplanade side because a lot of people get it confused with the community road, community bookstore. It's
yeah.
not on that side. It's on the other side. So yes, it's on
okay.
North Johnson. The cross street is North Johnson, 2024 Bayou Road, this Saturday, 6:30 to 9. I would love to see you guys there. Bring a family. Bring your teenagers. Let them get on stage as well.
And everybody can pay at the door?
They can pay at the door, $5 admission. That's all. And Oratory Catering will be there to provide food and the coffee is available. So you're going to have a great, fantastic time.
Well, I'm just excited. I hope that I can make it there. And that
yes, ma'am. Because yeah, we need to hear those lungs, baby.
Ooh, the reason why I sing. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got,
oh, yeah.
You got spots on you.
Oh,
yes.
My God. He's good. He's giving all of us something. So we're excited about that. Now, let me quickly ask you about the name, Oratory Catering, because we need people to be able to say that. And
okay.
tell us where the name comes
from.
Where
the name comes from.
Yeah, how did you do that?
Well, let me tell you, the name actually came from my husband and I. We created that name. We wanted three letters of both of our names. His name is Orion. My name is Trenice, Oratory Catering. And
Oratory
here we are.
Oratory Catering. All
Oratory
right.
Catering. And it's a very unique name.
Yes.
And the person that did my logo and everything, it just fits perfectly. It just
beautiful.
It's just a beautiful experience. It's
yeah.
I'm just, the journey is mind blowing.
Yes. Well, you are just you know, filled with talent, and I know that there's more in store because
yes.
you're not done. And I'm excited
no.
to be able to, you know, showcase you and highlight and let everybody know, you know, what you're doing, because we love inspiration and love seeing people do great things. And so
yes.
we are excited that you took some time to have a conversation with me, and definitely
yes.
meaningful. And we want everybody to look for you on social media. Now, I don't know how you're going to say it, but you have about mm-hmm. 10 different names on social media.
and we just talked about how many emails I have.
And
Lord,
she had to, create a new email just to connect with me tonight. so
oh,
there's another
God.
One. Well,
oh.
you let them know where you
okay.
want them to find
okay,
you.
Okay, guys. So for my catering business, Oratory Catering, go on Instagram and put in Oratory Catering, O-R-I-T-R-I, and there you see, you can keep up with where I'm going to be during the week and things like that. And then, of course, T Duplessis Entertainment is on Instagram and also on Facebook. And I have my Trinice J Duplessis page where you can follow me as the artist. So if you just put my name in...
Trying to keep a straight face.
Just type my name in it. Everything gonna come up.
I am gonna help you. I'm gonna put it below in the notes so that everybody can just go to it and click on it and find Trinice, because you're gonna be like Mario after a while. Where is Trinice?
I know, huh?
But I mean, it's a good problem to have. It's exciting, love it. And you know, and then you also said that you are catering, you're doing meal prepping. Oh my goodness.
Meal prepping, yes. Okay. And it's going well. It's a beautiful, and like I said, I want to help everyone. Everyone that you can get a meal at Oratory Catering, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, whatever. We're gonna make it happen.
All right. Well, you know, this is everybody's opportunity, you guys, to support our own. And this is how we do it. You know, we're going to be able to click on the links that I leave for you so you can find her. And please come out to the show on Saturday.
Yes,
and
please.
Definitely enjoy some coffee and some good food during the week. And it's just going to be an all around good experience. And so, Trinice, again, congratulations. Hats off to you. And we are proud of you, and we want you to continue to soar.
Yay. Thank you.
Well, everybody, this has definitely been another meaningful conversation. I'm Singing Lisa. You can definitely check me out on this YouTube channel as well as a podcast. And of course, you know, I'm singing somewhere. So there's places that I'll be as well. But thank you for your support. Continue to subscribe and like and share and let everybody know that meaningful conversations are happening right here with inspiration, motivation, and impact. Until next time, be encouraged.